USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Chicago woman has officially become the second U.S. patient diagnosed with the dangerous new virus from China. The woman in her 60s returned from China without showing signs of illness, but later called her doctor to report feeling sick. Chicago's public health commissioner said the patient is doing well and remains hospitalized for infection control. Earlier this week, a man in his 30s in Seattle, Washington, became the first U.S. patient also diagnosed after returning from a trip to the outbreak's center in central China. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expecting more Americans to be diagnosed with the newly discovered virus in the next few days, as the number of confirmed cases worldwide has topped 850. The virus can cause fever, coughing, wheezing, and pneumonia. It's a member of the coronavirus family that's a close cousin to the deadly SARS and MERS viruses that have caused outbreaks in the past. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.